Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Wednesday, October 21st, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, dozens of LA schools have applied for reopening waivers, and we'll tell you which ones were approved. What the National Transportation Safety Board has to say in its investigation of a 2019 dive boat fire that killed 34 people. Why one family is petitioning for the release of a man who spent the last 36 years in prison. And we'll talk to a youth mental health advocate about a new documentary. While most school reopenings are still prohibited as long as LA County remains in the most restrictive of the state's coronavirus tiers, more than 100 schools have applied for waivers to reopen their classrooms for transitional kindergartners to second graders. On Wednesday, county health officials announced that 4 schools have had those applications approved so far. With details, here's Carla Javier.
While general school reopenings are still not possible because LA County remains in the most restrictive of the state's coronavirus tiers, more than 100 schools have applied for waivers to reopen for transitional kindergartners to second graders. Just 4 of them have been approved so far, and all of those have been private schools so far. The county also had an announcement about when it came to smaller reopenings of schools, ones really intended for students who struggle the most with distance learning. So students with disabilities, English language learners, and homeless or foster youth. Almost 1,000 schools have said they've already done that or are planning to do so. They were at first limited to just 10% of their students on campus at a time. But now the county announced they're actually going to increase that percentage to 25% in order to serve more high-needs students in person.
Last year, the dive boat Conception caught fire off the coast of Santa Barbara, killing 34 people on board and sparking an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. But according to their report, we may never know the exact cause of the deadly blaze. With the latest, here's Lita Martinez.
The NTSB approved its final report into that deadly fire, although investigators could not determine exactly what caused it. That's because a lot of key evidence was destroyed because the boat burned so quickly, then sank into deep water before it was salvaged. But the board said one thing was clear, that this was a tragedy that could have been prevented. It blamed the boat's operator for numerous safety lapses, but zeroed in on the fact that all 6 crew members were asleep when the fire broke out. So no one was keeping watch overnight as required by the Coast Guard. Board members said that if someone had been awake, that alone could have saved lives. And I should also note that the NTSB also faulted the Coast Guard for failing to update and enforce some of its own safety regulations. And this won't be the end of the case because a separate federal criminal probe into the fire is already underway.
In 1985, a jury found 20-year-old Reginald Wheeler guilty of robbery and kidnapping. And now, after over a dozen denied appeals, his family is calling on LA District Attorney Jackie Lacey and Governor Newsom for his release. With details on the case, here's Robert Garova.
Yeah, family and friends of Reginald Wheeler, he's 57 now, rallied outside the Hall of Justice in downtown LA. Wheeler was convicted of robbery and kidnapping for robbery in 1985. He and an accomplice stole about $14 and a watch from the victim. Wheeler was 20 at the time, and he was given a sentence of 8 years to life in prison. According to court documents, he's applied for parole at least a dozen times since then, but all those requests were denied. His sister, Tracy Wheeler, told me today she believes her brother has paid his debt to society and it's time for his release. She said he has just 2 siblings left, and she's worried that if something happens to them, there will be nobody left to fight for their brother. A 2019 decision denying parole says Wheeler violated prison rules 36 times over the years. In an email, the DA's office said Wheeler's conduct while incarcerated had been, quote, less than exemplary. But, you know, other court documents point to his self-improvement efforts in prison. So Wheeler's supporters are pleading with the DA to give his case another look.
And finally, on Wednesday, we were joined by Zofia Trexler. She's a mental health advocate featured in the new KCET documentary, City Rising, Youth and Democracy. She talked to us about the meaning of this upcoming election.
So for people in my generation, I think we're realizing that there's a lot of issues, whether that be COVID-19 or climate change, that need to be addressed now. And if we don't address them now, we're not going to have an opportunity to mitigate their harms in the future. A lot of what the documentary focuses on is change at the local level. And in the context of this election, I think a lot of people in my generation are realizing that it's not necessarily who's in the White House come January that matters, rather than all of these, you know, local races, whether it be, you know, at the city, county, or state level. Our generation is really recognizing the power of these grassroots movements, and grassroots movements allow people in my generation, even if they're not a voting age, to get involved in politics. For a lot of Generation Z, this is our first election that we can vote in. I just cast my ballot a few weeks ago, but even if they can't vote, I think it's the power of these grassroots movements at the local level that are really allowing people in our generation to kind of mobilize and work for change.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.